This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Just 3 hours from now on Capitol Hill here in Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump faces the start of open impeachment inquiry hearings into his conduct in office when the term quid pro quo figures to become a lot better known. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a look at what lies ahead.
For just the fourth time in U.S. history, the House of Representatives is opening impeachment hearings against a U.S. president, with a televised showdown over President Trump's actions toward the leader of Ukraine. Today's hearing will feature testimony from veteran diplomats William Taylor and George Kent, who've previously told lawmakers in closed-door sessions the Trump administration withheld military aid to Ukraine to pressure that country's leader into investigating President Trump's Democratic rivals. University of Chicago professor William Howell says their presentation is important to forming public opinion.
Clear and biting and incisive on the one hand. That's certainly what the Democrats are hoping for.
The president in the past says he had a perfect conversation with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky, and this is more.
Democrat lies, hoaxes, slander.
GOP lawmakers will have their chance to question the witnesses and make their case that the president committed no crime. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A car bomb explosion rocked Kabul today. At least 7 people in the Afghan capital were killed, with at least 10 others, including children, wounded. An Interior Ministry spokesman said the early morning blast targeted a foreign private security company vehicle and that 4 company employees were among those injured. There were no immediate claims for responsibility for the bombing, which came after days of a lull in violence in Kabul. Wednesday's blast comes a day after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani freed 3 high-profile Taliban prisoners in exchange for 2 Western hostages, an American and an Australian. More news at voanews.com. From Washington,